Cascade Park. From the time Elyria was just a settlement, residents were drawn to the natural beauty of this area now known as Cascade Park. They walked into the gorge to fish, explore, picnic, and later to take photos of the many trails and natural sites the park has to offer. Many of those natural sites had names that are now mostly forgotten. Sphinx Rock, the Natural Bridge, Oyster Rock, and the Camel's Back are a few. Photographs of these significant formations were used to illustrate the 71-page book, Cascade Park, Elyria's Beautiful Nature Land, written by Frank Wolford of the Elyria Park Commission in 1936. It is subtitled, being a detailed record of the gorges of the Canessa-Duhari as gleaned from available historical data, from the rocks and caves, and from the memory of man, together with touches of Indian tradition and mystic lore. Canessa-Duhari was the name the indigenous Americans gave to the Black River. Where it wound through today's Cascade Park was a hunting ground for ancient men, long before the Erie, Iroquois, and other tribes arrived on the scene. Mr. Wolford relates that in April 1851, Colonel Whittlesey, a scientist of national reputation, discovered Shelter Cave. Whittlesey probed carefully into its secret depths and brought forth to the gaze of the public numerous bones of animals and birds, and finally two human skeletons, silent testimonials, as they interpreted, of 2,000 years of bygone life inhabiting this river territory. Apparently, a large part of the cave had broken away and fell on the sleeping victims. Later exploration uncovered evidence of human activity in the caves throughout the park. These discoveries gave the park a certain cachet, a sense that you were walking in the footsteps of ancient peoples, exploring the same trails and caves and rocks that they walked and climbed upon. Now, traces of the indigenous Americans are gone, as are some of the man-made structures in and around Cascade. The Red Mill is one example. The original mill, built in 1824 by Heman Ely, and after it was sold and remodeled, for years produced, according to Wilford, a fine quality of Red Mill flour. Another example is the swinging suspension bridge. It seems as though a walk across this structure would have required a fair amount of courage. In our more recent collective memory, and also now gone, are the community swimming pool, identified in Wilford's book as the Kiwanis Pool, the Bear Den, and the Baseball Diamond. Since 2014, Cascade Park has been managed through a partnership between the Lorain County Metro Parks and the City of Elyria. We hope you enjoyed this brief visit to Cascade Park. With the warm weather arriving here in Lorain County, it's the perfect time to visit this jewel of a park.